Welcome to Herd Mentality, a podcast from StoneX where we discuss global dairy markets and what's driving them. Remember that the trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss, and past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. We're recording this on Wednesday, February 26th. With me this week is Aurélien Huit, who's based in France. I wanted to bring on somebody who attended Gulf Food last week. We had a number of guys there, but Aurélien offered to come onto the podcast because I want to talk about the demand side. We've seen some significant downward pressure on European skim, on U.S. non-fat, on GDT Pulse this week. Both whole milk powder and skim milk powder were down over 3%. And I was expecting maybe some more positive demand news coming out of Gulf Food, but I haven't heard much. So Aurélien, what did you hear at Gulf Food?
Well, as far, I heard some people again complaining about very low levels of demand on the show, especially on the S&P side. So they were saying that, Middle East markets were actually not asking for product at the moment. And the only highlight of the week was that O'Neill tender that was announced right at the beginning of the event.
So was there much talk on the fat side of Gulf Food?
Well, not that I've heard. I had the occasion. I haven't talked too much to people from Oceania, but I talk more to people from South America, and they were basically expressing the fact that they were almost sold out. Well, the figures showing that they have apparently still able to offer some quantities for O'Neill, so maybe they had put that in their books already, but they don't have a lot of milk. The availability is very low for whole milk powder from South America. I'm sorry, I don't have any exact figures for Oceania, so I'm not gonna expand myself on that, but
So who did you mostly talk with at Gulf Food? Like, the one time I was there, it was a lot of Middle Eastern and South Asian buyers and traders.
Yeah, we met to that show is probably the most international one, where you can have people meeting from Australia, Oceania, and Europe and America. That's probably a unique show for that specific reasons. We also saw people from Russia, Ukraine. They had a big delegation with a big pavilion over there, which was good to see. There's definitely, this Gulf Food in February is more for consumer products, etc. So you have a lot of people that are also visiting the show. India is highly represented when you're walking into the hallways. We spoke to everyone from South America, the US, Europeans. It's very, very international. And the attendance, I haven't checked the figures, but it was probably very important because it was really, really packed.
Interesting. So, it lines up with what I've heard. Just comments that customers have sent us that demand doesn't sound all that great, or there wasn't any new wave of demand coming out of Gulf Food. But you mentioned the O'Neill tender, and I don't know. I should probably start tracking the results from those O'Neill tenders so I can kind of compare year over year and compare to previous events. Would you call the results supportive for prices or bearish for prices, or what do you make out of the tender results?
I won't say that they are supportive or bearish. I think my impression is that people are expecting some O'Neill tenders to come on a regular basis. So I don't know how much that is priced in the current price that we are seeing today, but probably that gave a bit of fresh air to some people to offer some product in the markets, because if what I heard is correct, and what I've said previously, there were not a lot of demand from other regions. But I also heard, if we talk more specifically on O'Neill, that apparently there were no big pressure from O'Neill to buy large quantities, which when I see the apparent result of what they purchased for this event, they bought decent quantities, in my opinion, for that last tender.
Yeah, it is decent quantities, but if you look at like their imports for the fourth quarter, they weren't great. So you put it on a 12-month rolling basis, and it looks relatively smooth. So I don't think it's strong demand, but it seems consistent demand. And we should clarify for those who don't know, O'Neill, O-N-I-L. It's a major buyer, government buyer from Algeria. So the demand side, I don't know, O'Neill, it was okay, but maybe regionally it didn't break down how some were expecting. Let's touch a little bit on the supply side, because I talked to some folks in Europe this week, and they implied that there's concerns about supply, and I think specifically supply in France and maybe Germany, with the weekly numbers continuing to run well below year ago levels. What do you expect out of French milk production this year?
Well, I think from what I heard from what I think a well-informed source, I think the milk production is structurally going to be lower. We're going to see what's going to happen with the milk flush, but I think some cooperatives are paying very high prices. Probably a lot of conventional milk is paid above organic prices, and that still does not trigger more productions over France. And what we hear in general is more concerns about the long-term milk supply in France, but also short and medium term. So there's in my yeah it seems there's a structural issue with milk production in France, and there's less and less farmers. I heard the statistics, so sorry if it's not fully correct, but we are in the right range that 60 plus percent of the farmers in France are above 55 years old age of age. And I think it's also true in other countries in Europe. So that gives an idea of how complex the situation is in France. I would add to that that for younger generations it might be difficult unless you are really passionate to put some of these large investments, initial investments, for some returns that may be considered as too low in terms of revenues for farmers. So that's at the moment the kind of things that I'm hearing when talking to people going to these kind of events.
Yeah, it's always interesting talking about some of the like the demographic issues in Europe. I don't remember the exact number for the US as well, but I believe the average age for a US dairy farmer is roughly 55 years old. So we have very similar demographics, and we just got the official data on the number of licensed dairy farms in the US last year. And again, I'd have to look up the exact numbers, but I think we were down another 5 to 6% in terms of the number of dairy farms. And if you look at the decline in dairy farms on a percentage basis for the US, for the EU 15, for Canada, for Australia, the decline in dairy farms over the past 20 years on a percentage basis is very, very similar. But we don't have this doom and gloom about long-term structural issues in the US. And I think it's because we're able to build 5,000 cow farms. So the older generation can retire, and we lose 1,000, 2,000, 100 cow farms, and then we build a couple of 5,000 cow farms and fully make up for it. Yeah, so it's from my perspective, it's not so much the demographics, it's because across the major dairy exporters in kind of the Western world, we're facing very similar demographics. It's the regulations around building new farms and the scale of farms that is the longer term issue for Europe.
Yeah, you're probably correct. I know there has been some attempts to have larger farms in France, and I can't even tell you the big scandal that has created across the country. We're talking about a Thousand Coast Farm back in the days. That was the name of it. So yeah, we're still in a very different farm size over Europe in general.
France and Germany is not global milk production, but we have relatively weak or some concerns about supply issues in Europe, but we have a weak demand situation, at least for skim. How does it all kind of balance out for prices?
Well, I think the price are still in a range of 2.5, 2.6, even on Q3. So that's relatively high compared to, we hear there are some more competitive origins that are being offered in the market. So I think it's also not helping probably origins from Europe to be a competitive. To be competitive, but maybe there's not much alternative than EU SMP in the market at the moment. So that's maybe a supportive factor as well. And people might also look at all these production figures that are lower, and they might think, oh, okay, that's that. I think the price, there's no reason for the price to come off as well too much. So that might be it, and I think there's still a big spread between the fat price level, though they came down a little bit, and the protein. So with the current meat price paid to farmer, I think the price for protein is still relatively low, I would say. I haven't done my math, but I would guess so.
All right, Aurelian, thanks for your time today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
The StoneX dairy team spans the US, EU, Asia, and Oceania, providing market intelligence, analysis, and forecasts through our interactive data platform called StoneX Plus, as well as full service brokerage on the major dairy exchanges, the CME, EEX, and SGX. If you're interested in finding out more about our market intelligence or brokerage services, you can find more information on StoneX.com.
This communication is issued in the European Economic Area by StoneX Financial Europe SA, SFE by the SFE presenters noted. StoneX is the trade name used by StoneX Group INC and all its associated entities and subsidiaries. StoneX Group Inc. companies provide financial services worldwide through its subsidiaries, including physical commodities, securities, exchange-traded and over-the-counter, under derivatives, risk management, global payments and foreign exchange products in accordance with applicable law in the jurisdictions where services are provided. References to certain over-the-counter ROTCA products or swaps are made on behalf of StoneX Markets, LLC SXM, a member of the National Futures Association NFA and provisionally registered with the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission CFTC as a swap dealer. SXM products are designed only for individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant ACPA and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. Wealth management is offered through SA Stone Wealth Management Inc., member FINRA/SIPC, and SA Stone Investment Advisors Inc., and SEC Registered Investment Advisor, both wholly owned subsidiaries of StoneX Group Inc. StoneX Financial Limited SFL is registered in England and Wales. Company No. 5,616,586. SFL is authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority registration number FRN 446717 to provide to professional and eligible customers, including arrangement, execution, and, where required, clearing derivative transactions in exchange traded futures and options. SFL is also authorized to engage in the arrangement and execution of transactions in certain OTC products, certain securities trading, precious metals trading, and payment services to eligible customers. SFL is authorized regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Payment Services Regulations 2017 for the provision of payment services. SFL is a Category 1 ring dealing member of the London Metal Exchange. In addition, SFL also engages in other physically delivered commodities business and other general business activities which are unregulated and not required to be authorized by the Financial Conduct Authority. StoneX Financial Europe SA. SFE is a securities trading firm registered in the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg under Company No. RC Lux B 10821. SFE is authorized by the Luxembourg Ministry of Finance and regulated by the Commission de Surveillance du Secteur Financier Registration No. P00000012 to carry out, inter alia, the activities of investment advisor, portfolio manager, professional acting on own account, broker in financial instruments, and commission agent. StoneX Financial Pte Ltd Co. Reg. No. 20113059 8R SFP is regulated by the Monetary Authority of Singapore and is a capital market service licensee for dealing in capital market products, an exempt financial advisor for advising on investment products and issuing or promulgating analyses/reports on investment products and a major payment institution for cross-border money transfer service. StoneX Financial HK Limited C. No. BCQ 152 SHK is regulated by by the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission for dealing in futures contracts. StoneX Group Inc. acts as agent for SFL in New York with respect to its payment services business. StoneX Financial Thai Limited, SFA Akin, 14177-4727 holds an Australian financial service license and is regulated by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, AFSL, 345646. StoneX Securities Co. Limited, SSJ Co. Reg. No. 01040104799 is regulated by the Japanese Financial Sir. ISIS Agency as a Taipei Financial Instruments Business Operator Kanto Local Finance Bureau FIBO No. 291 is a member of the Financial Futures Association of Japan for dealing and broking FX and FX option transactions, and is a member of the Japan Securities Dealers Association for dealing and broking stock indices and option transactions. The information herein is not a recommendation to trade nor investment research or an offer to buy or sell any financial product. It does not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and does not create a binding obligation on any of the StoneX Group Inc. of companies to enter into any transaction with you. You are advised to perform an independent investigation of any transaction to determine whether any transaction is suitable for you. This material should be construed as the solicitation of an account, order, and/or services provided by the FCM division of StoneX Financial Inc., SFI NFAID 0476094, or StoneX Markets LLC SXM NFAID 0449652, and represents the opinions and viewpoints of the individual authors or presenters and does not necessarily reflect the viewpoints of SFI or SXM. It does not constitute an individualized recommendation or take into account the particular trading objectives, financial situations, or needs of individual customers. Additionally, this material should not be construed as research material. The trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter OCC products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss, and you should fully understand the risks prior to trading. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. All references to and discussion of OTC products or swaps are made solely on behalf of SXM. All references to futures and options on futures trading are made solely on behalf of SFI. SXM products are intended to be traded only by individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant ECPA and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. SFI and SXM are not responsible for any redistribution of this material by third parties or any trading decisions taken by persons not intended to view this material. Information contained herein was obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but is not guaranteed as to its accuracy. Contact designated personnel from SFI or SXM for specific trading advice to meet your trading preferences. SFP may distribute analysis/report produced by its respective foreign affiliates within the StoneX Group of companies pursuant to an arrangement under Regulation 32C of the Financial Advisors Regulations. Recipients should contact SFP at 656309-1000 for any matters arising from, or in connection with, this podcast. No part of this material may be copied or duplicated in any form by any means or redistributed without the prior written consent of StoneX Group Inc. The podcast herein is not directed to, or intended for distribution to or use by, any person or entity who is a citizen or resident of or located in any locality, state, country, or other jurisdiction where such distribution, publication, availability, or use would be contrary to law or regulation. Copyright 2024 StoneX Group Inc. All rights reserved.